Hey, it's Kathy. Before we get into today's episode, I have something so cool to tell you about. I'm kicking off a free training. It's a free 5-day abundance activation challenge. It starts on May 6th, and I'll be going live every day with you to give you the practical tools that you need to become a master manifester and create more abundance in your life. If you're curious about manifesting and elevating your vibration to start attracting more abundance, if you want tools you can use to tap into the high vibe energy at the drop of a hat, or you're simply seeking truth and joy in life, this challenge is designed for you. I'll be covering the practices and tools to tune your vibration, claim your worth, and co-create with the universe. It's just going to be so much fun. This is the thing that I have been most excited to put together, and I have been working on this behind the scenes really for the last 2 years, and it's finally here. And if you wanted to just do a deep dive into all the spiritual and all the energetic tools that really you can use that are right here, that are within you, that will allow all these incredible gifts that are hidden in plain sight already to start being a part of your life. I'm so excited for this. We always have so much fun, but this is actually something I've been working on for over 2 years, and it's finally here. So save your spot now. You can sign up for free at kathyheller.com/5-day, and that's the number 5. Hey guys, it's Kathy. I just want to share an extra mini episode with you every single week because I want to be there for you. I want to be there to encourage you. I want to be there to help you see things in a way that just feels like it's doable, like you are so much closer than you really think. And I want to show you what's possible. So here's one of our minisodes. I hope you like it. Take a listen.
So let's talk about alignment for a second. What does that mean? What is alignment? How do you know when you're in it? And what the hell is it? And it's a really nice catchphrase, but what is it? And how do we feel our way into it? So instead of looking at the world the way most people look at it, which is false, like straight up, it is a trip how people literally see the world. And it's not true. We went yesterday. It was really cool. We went to this VR place. We were meeting up with friends and they were like, oh, let's do VR. And I was like, I've actually never done it. Like I know it exists. So we all went in as a family and it was really cool. And I loved it. And of course I had like 15 spiritual messages by the end of it. It was amazing. And I was like, whoa, it's so cool. Because when you're in that space, it really feels as real as your life. It's amazing. It's so cool. And my daughter was next to me. So she was an avatar. So I saw her in the VR and I like loved her, even though she looked like this little like dragon. I like knew it was her the way she shook her hand at me. And I was like in love with her. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. Like I just like, but it was like, if I didn't know that I was standing in a room, I would come out of there and say to my friends, you won't believe if you go through there, there's this world of these waterfalls. And there's like, it was totally real. So most people are all the time putting on their own VR headset and reality is what they'll tell you it is. And it's wrong. It's like, it's limited. I'm this, I'm that, but I'm not this. The world is this and it's broken and people don't show up and they don't follow through and I'll get rejected. It's like unbelievable. And it's all bullshit. It's all made up. And it's, but it's like, it feels as real as day. So what is alignment? Okay. Alignment is a great analogy. I literally just thought of this. I mean, I've said this in kind of similar ways, but I just thought of it as we're sitting here. A better way to look at reality that would be more real than the way we see it is as if the world is an orchestra, literally an orchestra, and everyone is an instrument. And you can tell when an instrument is in tune and when it's out like that. You don't even need to be a musician. I won't say a lot of details, but recently we had an experience and Colleen was like, I don't know that much about music, but were those two things in tune? Remember, Colleen, you're like, that made me feel sick, like literally sick. And you don't have to be an expert in musicology to be like, I don't think she sings on key. Or I think when this person came in to sing harmony, it wasn't a match. Like it wasn't harmony supposed to be like a third or a seventh. It was like a fourth and like a ninth. Like it didn't work, right? There's no such thing as a ninth, but you get the point. So the question, the only effing question is if you were an instrument, which you are literally an instrument that emits a vibration into a field that literally is all emitting vibrations, right? Like that we are literally an orchestra. That is probably the best way to look at this world is resonance, vibration, because that is what we do. We emit a vibe, just like a thing that creates sound in an orchestra. So the question is, are you in tune? And when you're in tune, you know it. And then It's harmony. And all of a sudden, anything else that's in tune, you will literally bump into. And when you're in tune, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. And so you start hearing a song. Like sometimes, I mean, I used to do this all the time. I'd show up in the studio and maybe just the bass player would be there. And I realized, I used to think actually when I was first recording music, like, who needs a bass player? It's such a boring note. Like it's like weird. Oh, but when the guitar player comes and the drummer comes, that bass is fire. Like most of the time now, if I showed you a song and you love it, I'll go, it's the bass line. You love the freaking bass line. Okay. And if you take out the bass player and now you just have the drummer and the guitar, you go, this song is cool, but it ain't got no, right? But the bass without the guitar and the drums, it's like weird. There's like not much there, right? It's so just so interesting. But the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. So when you're in harmony, next thing you know, all these things pop into your awareness. You bump into things in your life and then you get a download and you go, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm making. This is where I'm headed. And this is my next move. And it's so obvious because the song starts to play. But when you're out of alignment, there's nothing in harmony. You're not vibrating with anything else. There's no resonance. So you don't have an answer key. Like you're just like, the notes just get, they kind of just like come back to you with reverb that doesn't sound great. You don't know where to go. You're not connecting with anything else. You're not plugging into the field of everything around you. Colleen, I'm like loving this metaphor that I'm on right now. I've like taught this so many times, but I really think this is working. So the question is, what are you doing every single day to be in harmony, to be in tune so that you are lit up and there's no static, there's no fear, there's no, I'm trying to hold on, I'm trying to control it. Because when you're in that place, you're in the 3D, you're more matter at that point than energy. So you're not going to make a sound. You're going to be off key. And so it's like, you need to get into vibrational harmony. And that comes from feeling these higher, better, elevated states of being. And when we start to let ourselves move up in resonance, we feel joy, we feel excited, we feel, and we actually don't need anything to happen to feel that way, but we think we do. So we wait, and then we wait again. And then we wait again and we go, but nothing's happening in my environment to make me feel inspired. I didn't meet the guy, or I met the guy, but my marriage is stale, or I didn't get a new promotion. And I'll show you the evidence of how it's not happening. And I will say, but that's not how it happens, right? Because you are the universe. You are the beginning, the middle, and the end. And so you are in an echo chamber. So if you're not hearing an echo, you just won't hear one. It won't matter. Even when something happened, it's because you were an echo for it. You let your wall down for a second and something came in. So it was you all along. And whenever I'm getting along with my husband, my mom goes, he's so different. He's changed. And I go, no, it's me. And she goes, no. He was like this, and because my mom's been through a divorce and she has this amazing, whoa, like vortex. And she goes, no, he. And I go, no, it's me. Like that's how powerful I am. Right. Nobody can hold a candle in my own experience of my reality. Where am I? Right. So we all get knocked out of alignment. We all get knocked into this place of dissonance and it doesn't feel good. And we get scared and the how feels really far away. But when we're in alignment, it's like, it's just so obvious. It's such a easy whisper. Next step seems so simple. It just feels exciting. And we just move. And then the ego comes along and is like, it's like scary, but you're just so powerful at that moment that you're able to say, you're cool. It's okay. Come along for the ride. I got you. You'll hang with me. And then the more you practice that, you memorize it, the ego shrinks, you get more courageous. And, it's just easier because you see evidence that that works. And so you trust it more and your ego starts to even go, oh my God, this really does work. And so you just trust it and trust it. And then your ego will find some other bigger mountain to hide out on. And then it'll show up with whoosh, like this bigger mountain, and they'll try to take you down to the knees, but then you'll figure that one out too. So you're brilliant and you are a match for billions and your ego doesn't really know what to do with that. But when we talk about it and when you feel it coming from me and you know it's coming from me from just like what is, like I'm not talking about this, I'm living this, so you can feel it. And now we're in harmony. So you just came back online and I can see it. And I just want to correct one thing that you just said. You do need $1 billion. You need $1 trillion. You need an infinite because you are the infinite. The you that says, I don't need it, is the part of you that never has it anyway. It's your ego. You're never going to have even $100. You don't have it. You're a conductor of it. And us as the one ocean, which we are, that's the other thing the ego does. That's all a joke. There's just one energy field. It's not separate. And some of us just didn't study physics. Like we just don't get it. So we're locked in the ego. What a bummer. But the one you, the proverbial you, it needs an infinite amount of energy because it's broken when it puts constriction on it. Imagine having, we've all had this experience, you only buy a certain amount of computer memory. It sucks. You have to get a new computer. It looks all fancy. You take it out of the box and then you're just like, well, here's where it stops. That's just a weird thing, right? Or you have a data plan and then you get a message 13 days into the month, you've used it all. It's like, oh, that just doesn't work at all. Like I'm going to need to just like have an infinite amount. The only thing that works is the infinite amount.
I hope you got something out of that. If you like these minisodes, then please share it with someone you know who needs to hear it. And if you post about this episode on Instagram, you can tag me at Kathy.Heller because I always love reposting. I love you so much. I'll talk to you again soon.